This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Back to school season brings a whole new set of challenges for J.M. Hirsch. He's food editor for the Associated Press. He's a cookbook author and a devoted dad. He launched the Lunchbox Blues blog with beautiful photographs and menus of the creative and sometimes odd but always tempting lunches he packs for his son Parker. Also included are some pretty adorable and funny things that characterize the life and sayings, I would say, of a growing boy. So we were curious about how he's kept it up and asked him to come in and share what's going into Parker's lunchbox these days. And the great thing about JM, he often brings us a little sample.
You can't talk about lunch and not have something to eat.
So thanks for playing hooky with us.
Thank you so much.
Do you still pack an actual lunch box? I mean, does Parker have a lunch box?
Well, you know, these days the boxes are on the inside. You know, when we were kids, you had your metal lunch box. I still remember my Empire Strikes Back one, you know, that actually... I don't know that it actually did any good job of keeping the lunch cold or hot or anything like that, but it did make a great weapon on the playground. But, you know, these days the boxes tend to go inside. Everything these days are the insulated bags, the kind of the tote bag style lunch boxes. Call them a box, call them a bag, call them a tote, whatever you like.
Totes are big here in public radio land, so we like to call them totes. Well, because we can read your blog and know everything that you're doing, we do know that you've actually been on assignment to buy a new lunchbox for Parker.
Yes.
How'd you decide?
This may surprise you, but 7 and 8 year old boys are not gentle on anything, especially their lunchboxes. So every year I have to get a new one. And you're actually seeing, I brought your lunch in today in one of the models that he used last year. Uh-huh. And he'd also outgrown that because my boy is a big eater. So I know.
That's a pretty good size lunchbox.
It's a pretty good size lunchbox.
Not bigger than a bread box, but it would fit inside one
pretty
easily.
It's pretty close. And I actually spent about 2 days online looking and measuring and trying to figure out what would be. And, you know, you're not going to go wrong with a lunchbox. You just get, because they're all, these days, they're all insulated. They're all relatively durable.
Right.
But the issue is you got to find something that works for the type of lunches that you pack. And, you know, for a lot of adults, that means they're going to be packing frozen meals.
Yeah.
And so they have lunchboxes these days that are shaped just for that. Mm-hmm. And now in my son's case, I tend to pack lots of little things. And so I need the room to kind of build up. I also pack hot and cold. So I need two compartments to keep the hot and the cold separate. And it has to be big enough to contain all that. It has to be not too big that he can actually carry it to school. And so it's a very complicated process.
This is a challenging... I'm so happy you came up with something. Now, did he weigh in on this at all?
You know, I have a firm rule that lunch is not a democracy. And while I am happy to entertain his opinions, at the end of the day, he eats what I pack him and he takes it in what I buy for him. And after much consideration, I did end up somewhat, I wasn't so sure about this one, but I ended up getting this lunchbox. It's actually a picnic tote.
Uh-huh.
And it has two large compartments up and down, so I can do the hot and the cold thing. And somewhat pretentiously, I didn't actually buy it for this. In my defense, this was not the deciding factor, but I knew my son would like it. It has a compartment on the front that has salt and pepper shakers.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
And he was quite smitten with those yesterday when the box arrived. So,
the birth of a foodie.
Yes, indeed. Well, he insisted on putting his black truffle salt in the salt shaker.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. So you've got some challenges. What did you fix for lunch for him? Yesterday, first day of school?
Yesterday was his first day of school. And, you know, it was his first day of third grade. And we had a little bit of third grade jitters going on because he's learning cursive writing this year.
Uh-huh. That's tough.
And so he's a little bit nervous about that. So I kept it pretty simple. We did a peanut butter and banana burrito.
Mm-hmm.
So peanut butter wrapped in a whole wheat tortilla rolled up. And some star fruit, which is a new find of his at the grocery store that he's decided.
Oh, that's one of your sort of uncommon items at the grocery store?
Yeah, you know, you find these wacky things, and that's where you get the buy-in from kids. You bring them to the grocery store, and you say, okay, what interests you for your lunchbox? And so that was one of the things he picked out, and some raspberries, and I kept it very simple like that.
Uh-huh.
And today I was able to get a little bit more adventurous. Today I sautéed some alphabet soup pasta. There's some alphabet pasta in some butter, threw in some steak and some beef broth and made a soup, and he loved it.
Oh, my goodness. So tell me, people can watch these lunches as they evolve day, but you pack them every day and you take pictures every single day?
5 days a week. I update the blog with whatever it is he packed that, or I packed for him that day.
And you've been doing this for some time.
Couple of years, yeah.
Well, let me ask. I mean, obviously, you do some great adventurous lunches. Does he ever say, can I have the same one over and over again? Or?
His favorite is still steak tacos. Mm-hmm. That's it. You know, he's a little carnivore. And he likes it when I give him the leftover steak from dinner and with some whole wheat tortillas, some sour cream, some cheese, some guacamole, stuff like that. So, and, you know, and that kind of gets to the heart of the way kids like their lunches. And this is one of the things that if your kid is a picky eater, the success of Lunchables is built on the fact that kids like to assemble their own food,
uh-huh.
you know, and that's why kids love it, because they open it up, they get all the little bits and pieces, they put the pizzas together or whatever the heck they've got in those things. And you can mimic that at home for less money and with better ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the steak taco thing has such great appeal to him, that he's, in addition to the fact that he's a total carnivore, that, you know, he can take the tortilla, he can fill it with the meat and the cheese and the guacamole and all that. He gets to build his own lunch. And frankly, I have no idea why that appeals to kids so much, but it does. And if you can play on that, you can get a lot more buy-in from the kids.
Okay, how about for us adults? I feel like I've waited a polite amount of time to see what's in the lunch box.
Well, here is your lunch. I just packed it. And
let's
I apologize.
See.
That is a used lunchbox from a 7-year-old, now 8-year-old
well,
boy.
You
so
know, it's okay.
Little beat
so
up.
What have we got in here? We have little lunchbox. Oh, this feels like it's like a little tiffin, right?
Yeah.
It's a little
yep.
metal.
You know, the stainless steel.
Steel
boxes, you know, little bento style boxes, my favorite.
Whoa. Okay. It looks like pancake.
Yes.
With, wow.
A grilled cheese and turkey. On a pancake.
Woo.
Pancakes instead of bread.
I really love my job
today. You know, anytime you can get creative like that, kids love it. It's different. And yet those are whole wheat pancakes. So it's a healthy choice. And it gets a little bit different.
Oh, my God. And these look like the little, they're like sashimi, banana sashimi.
Yeah, exactly. I call it peanut butter and banana sushi. It's just a whole wheat tortilla wrapped around peanut butter, apple butter, and banana, and then cut into little maki rolls.
Oh, my God. That looks absolutely delicious. Let's see here. And then we have, oh, little melon balls and little baby orange
peppers.
You
know, again, getting my kid or any kid for that matter to eat vegetables, you got to get that kind of buy-in and little cute. Think cute and little bite-sized foods. They like that.
Oh, this is so great. Well, you know, I'm curious, what do you do all summer? Do you actually carry on the lunchbox blues?
I do. Well, you know, first he goes to summer camp for the month of July. So I got to pack a lunch every day in July. So it continues on. And then for the month of August, I did something totally different this year. You know, like all many kids, my son is not all that excited about vegetables. So mm-hmm. I decided to do a vegetable boot camp where for lunch and dinner every day, he had the choice. He had to pick two vegetables and for each meal out of, I usually gave him 3 or 4 choices, and he had to eat them. And I would not say that it was always a pleasant experience, but now he took baby bell peppers into his lunch today in school.
Uh-huh.
And so we did make a lot of progress. It was a rough boot camp for all involved. There was some tears from all involved.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of it, you know, he's actually eating a lot more vegetables now.
Well, so. It wouldn't be boot camp without a little, let's say, little breaking a few eggs, as they say.
Yes.
Well, let me ask you. I mean, do parents ever come up to you and say, got some advice for about lunches for me? Or alternately say, you're really making me look bad with these lunches.
Both, actually. I definitely hear about it at school. But, you know, my response is usually the first step is to involve your kid. And because, and again, which almost goes in contrast to what I said about it's not a democracy.
Mm-hmm.
But you can hear their opinions.
You can be a benevolent dictator, I suppose.
Exactly. You know, I'm willing to listen. But, you know, if you do involve him, like I'll bring my son to the grocery store. And that's how we found star fruit that he, you know, that he now likes. And the baby bell peppers, he picked those out. And, you know, because before that, I could not get him to touch a pepper for anything.
Oh, JM, I wish you'd come in every day, but I realize that you have a son to be making lunch for, cookbooks to write, et cetera, et cetera. You're going to keep this up.
I am. In fact, I just signed a deal that the blog, for reasons that still befuddle me a little bit, the blog is being turned into a book with Simon & Schuster coming out next fall.
Oh, my gosh.
So I'm very excited about that.
Oh, that's great. Well, we're so glad that we got a little preview of it. JM Hirsch, thank you so much.
Thank you.
For lunch and for coming in. Food editor with the Associated Press. He's also a cookbook author. And the author of the Lunchbox Blues blog, which is also being turned into a book we just found. You can find links to the blog and see pictures of my delicious packed lunch today at wordofmouthradio.org.